it. Amen. All right, in the Word of God, amen, we thank God for His Word. And I want to look on a section of Scripture today that the Lord draws to my attention and asking the Lord to bless His Word. God, in Jesus' name, I ask, Lord, today that You would bless Your Word by Your anointing. For God, let it be a twofold anointing, that the Scripture might be anointed as it is by the authority of Your Word. And God, as I preach it, Lord, as I minister it, let it be anointed, that it'll touch hearts and lives and reach people that need You, and strengthen, amen, those that have You as Lord and Savior of their life. Now, according to the Word of God, if we understand the depth of the Word, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. In other words, a man that don't want God, he thinks us people go to church, he thinks we're crazy. Amen. I mean, somebody, if you got a neighbor that don't go to church and they see you going out to church a time or two a week, they think you're crazy because they don't understand it. It's foolishness. It don't make sense to them. But the preaching of the cross to that man or that woman that's saved, the Bible said it's the power of God unto salvation. Amen. We're rejoicing in the Spirit and the truth, amen, of the Word. So you can preach John 3:16 to a saved man every time he comes to church, and he's going to rejoice in it. Amen. If you can understand what I'm saying. Amen. And this thing, amen, understanding the depth of what God has done for us, amen, He has saved us by His grace. He has paid the price for our sins. He has become the perpetuation, the price paid for your and my sins. And if you're saved today, you rejoice in the knowledge of that. Amen. You rejoice in Calvary. You rejoice in Christ. You rejoice in the blood. You rejoice in the work that He has so done for you. And you're excited, amen, about thinking that there is going to be a moment when the trumpet going to sound so loud it's going to wake the dead, amen, and then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up to be with the Lord. And we rejoice in the understanding and the thoughts of that. And we focus on it, amen. And we can hear it over and over and over and over and over again, and we still rejoice every time we hear the message of the cross, amen. So to the man or the woman that's saved, amen, this is the power of God and the salvation. But so that understanding might be given, we preach the gospel, hoping, believing, trusting that to some of those that have thought it to be foolishness in the past will come under a conviction of the Spirit, amen, until they'll hear the message and they'll say, that's what I need. Amen. I need Jesus. I need the cross. Amen. And so as we preach this thing, we preach it with conviction that the sinner will receive it. Amen. And our message today goes out into the automobiles and the homes and wherever people are at. Amen. Hearing this message preached, and my prayer is that the conviction of the Holy Ghost touch your heart. And the Bible said, according to the Word of God, that the gods of this earth, not the God of this earth, but the gods, amen, the principalities and the powers of darkness and wickedness, amen, have hid this glorious gospel so that they wouldn't believe it, so that they wouldn't hear it. And the devil does everything in the world. I've been preaching to people. I've done it right here. I've been preaching to people, and it looked like I seen a ghost and jumped up and run. Amen. About the time God was going to help them, they jumped up and run. Amen. What was it? It was the gods of this world, amen, blinding their eyes so they couldn't see, they couldn't hear, because if you see and you hear, you'll be converted. Amen. That's how I got in this thing. That's how you got in this thing. You heard it, you believed it, and you was convicted, and you come converted. Amen. and a change took place, because that word seed of God will produce in you a brand new creation. We're not the old man we used to be. If you're still the old man you used to be, I got a message for you. You need to get saved. Amen. If you're still doing all the old things you used to do and you still love the world, amen. One guy told me, he said, oh boy, I love liquor, I love beer, I love all those things. And he said, I would drink it, but everybody would condemn me for it. He got something wrong with his experience with God. Amen. If you still love the things of the world, the Bible said you can't have the love of the things of this world and have the love of the Father in you. They both won't dwell in the same vessel. Bitter and sweet don't come out of the same fountain. Amen. You have to have the glory of God. And when that new birth takes place, when that word seed of God comes in, amen, and you believe the report of the truth, amen, amen. I'm reminded, amen, of what, amen, what is it in Isaiah, amen, in chapter 1 of Isaiah, amen, reading verse 1 and verse 2, come now and let us reason together. Said the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Listen to verse 19. If you be willing. Got to be willing. You know who's going to heaven? The willing. You know who's got the blessings of God? The willing. Amen. You stubbed up on God, you ain't going to get nothing. Get mad at God. A lot of people are mad at God. Amen. I talk to a lot of people mad at God. Well, God took my job away. God didn't take your job away. Well, God took my child, or God took my husband, God took my wife. I see all kind of people got their boxing gloves on with God. God didn't do that. A lot of things are set in motion. Amen. They're set in motion. Amen. Little teenage girl get pregnant because she's raped and got mad at God. God, why'd you let that happen? Oh, God didn't let that happen. It's already set in motion. Amen. Already some things are set in motion from the foundation of this thing. They're going to revive. Men are going to live and die. Amen. Once appointed unto man to die, and then the judgment. Don't get mad at God because somebody died. That's already been set in motion. You cannot win with God with your boxing gloves on. Amen. That's the reason he said approach the throne of God with boldness. Go ahead and hash it out with him. He can take it. You mad at God? Go ahead and hash it out with God. He can take it. Amen. Go ahead and get in his face and tell him what you feel. He can take it. Amen. He can take it. Go ahead. Amen. He can take it. But get it out of your system, because you ain't going to win if you're mad at God. Amen. You can't be stepped up on God and get anywhere. Amen. You've got to be willing and obedient. Mm-mm. Boy, we could drive a stake up and preach a 2 weeks revival. One on willing, one on obedient. Amen. Wouldn't have to look for no ground to preach for at least a couple weeks. And still couldn't cover the whole story. Amen. But he said, if you be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. That's the promise of God's word. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You can bank on that. Amen. And God tells us, amen, if we go over... Listen, if we go on over in the book, amen. So a lot of people say, well, now you quote an Old Testament. Well, let's quote New Testament, amen. If we go on over in the book, amen, the book tells us, amen. If we get in 2 Corinthians in the 8th chapter, and I believe it's in verse, let me find it, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. His word, amen. He'll do what he said he'll do. Amen. He will keep his promises. Amen. And he will stand, amen, in the understanding of what he said. He won't go contrary to his word. Amen. The word tells us, amen, that we must first have a willing mind within us. That's New Testament. We must have a willing mind. We've got to first in our minds, let me explain this. We've got to first in our minds, when we receive the Word of God, we've got to be willing to do something about it. See, the mind is the battlefield for the soul. You'll win it in your mind. You became a Christian first because you had a willing mind to receive the gospel. Amen. And when you received the gospel, amen, and when the gospel, amen, was ministered to you, amen, according to the word of God, amen, in that verse 12 of chapter 8, for if there be first a willing mind is acceptable according to that a man has, and not according to that he has not. It don't matter how much money you got in your pocket if you've got a willing mind. It don't matter how much, amen, it don't matter how much possessions you possess. You can own the whole world and can't trade it for your soul. Amen. But the one thing you must have to get in a word with God, you must have a willing mind. Amen. All the blessings of God. Salvation by willing mind. Healing by willing mind. The Holy Ghost, the power of God, is being sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know why most of the church world don't have the Holy Ghost? I know we got a crowd running around here say you get all of it when you got saved. Amen. Well, if they got all of it when they got saved, why are they still living like the devil? Amen. I mean, I'll hear them on that. I'll hear them on the subject. Well, bless God, we got all God to us and we got saved. Well, why ain't you clean jacked up? Amen. That's plain to say. Amen. If you got all God there was the minute you got saved, why in the world are you still messing around with the devil and sin? Amen. Something don't add up. Amen. Something don't add up. But the reason, amen, the reason they don't have the Holy Ghost is they got a mind in them and says, I don't need it. Well, them people got the Holy Ghost crazy. Amen. Thank God I know what I'm crazy about. Amen. One guy said, Brother Goad, you addicted to the Spirit of God. Yeah, I like it. Makes me feel good. Picks me up when I'm down. Amen. Puts a spring in my step. Amen. That's the reason I still run in a race like a 25, 30-year-old man. And I'm 60 years old, or will be in October. Amen. Because I got the Spirit that gets me up when I'm down. Amen. Glory to God. When I wear down, I can't make another step. I get a drink from the fountain. I get a touch. Amen. And God lifts me up. Amen. And I soar like the eagles because I learned to wait on God. And I learned to be willing, and I learned to be obedient. Amen. And if you'll do the same, God will do the same to you. I won't ever get it told. Amen. We sure will try. Amen. But back in the John 10th chapter, amen, he talks about hearing, amen. He said, amen, to him, this is in chapter 10, verse 3, to him the porter opened, the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. And when they putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. When we hear the gospel, if we have a willing mind and if we obedient to that gospel, that word seed of God will produce righteousness and salvation. Amen. And we'll hear his voice. And a lot of people, amen, a lot of people blunder from one mistake to another. You know why? Because they won't hear his voice. Amen. You got to clean out your ears. You got to get rid of all the things. Amen. You got to get rid of all the things that's being filtered into your intellect. You got to get rid a lot of time of old ungodly wise tales and gossip that people around you are telling. Amen. You got to get down to the bare facts of the gospel. The gospel is real. The gospel is true. the gospel will produce in you. Somebody said, oh, don't get too much of that book. You'll go crazy. No. It's not the abundance of the word that makes people go crazy. It's the absence of the word. Amen. It's the fact that men and women, according to the word of God, when they know God, they won't profess him. Amen. The Bible said they, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. That's what we're seeing go on in America. Amen. We're worse than that crowd, amen. And I know some of you listening today overseas, some of you have been from those people that worship the cow. Amen. Starving to death and got a cow stomping around in your living room because he's holy. This one guy come from one of those countries over here in America. He went and he loved hamburgers, and he went and had to eat a hamburger. And somebody said, well, what are you doing eating that hamburger? I thought the cow was holy. He said, not that cow. I said, that's not the holy cow. You know, so he, as long as he was in America, he'd eat steak and hamburger. When he went home, he couldn't eat it because he claimed it was holy cow. You know what it is? It's called bull. Yeah. Double bull, if you please. Amen. But America's dumber than that bunch. And if you're listening to me this morning, yeah, I called you dumb. Amen. Because it's dumb to worship a cow. You know. And if you're still worshiping a cow, you're double dumb. You've been told, amen, you're still doing it. Amen. But let me tell you something today. Amen. We are falling down a road in America. We're taking all the religious plaques out of the courthouses. We're taking anything to do with God out. And we're allowing people to be swore in on the Quran instead of the Word of God. We're letting same-sex marriage happen. We're making laws that if we preach against it, they're going to lock us up. You know? America is sick. Why? Because when they know the truth, they won't believe it. Man, America, if anybody's ever had the truth, we had the truth. Amen. If any man will hear my voice, amen. See, we simply got to hear his voice. Amen. And let me cover a couple more verses. Amen. In John the 18th chapter, amen. And we get in about verse 37, amen. And here's what Pilate, amen, he said, therefore, in verse 37 of chapter 18 of the Gospel of St. John, unto him, art thou a king? Then Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And listen to this right here. This last part of verse 37 connects where it rubber meets the road, as old saying goes. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Amen. So God simply says, I'm speaking. Amen. If you'll hear my voice, if you'll be willing and obedient, if you allow a willing mind to be within you, when you hear my voice, then he declares, amen, based on the understanding of the truth and the willingness, amen, then something's going to take place. Amen. Amen. Because you're going to hear it. You're going to receive it. And you're going to want to walk in it and want to live in the understanding of it. And then in closing today, if we look in Revelations in chapter 3, and I guess one of the scriptures that's used in almost every gospel tract is said by probably more people giving invitations than any other scripture in the entire Word of God is in Revelations 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, notice, if any man shall hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him. And he with me. we have the opportunity today. Amen. If we're saved, the preaching of this cross is the power of God unto salvation to us. We're rejoicing in what we have received. And you know it's truth. And you know that you're of the truth because you took the time to believe. You took the time to receive. But if in your life you've not made that decision, this is the greatest time in the world. If you're clouded up about the issue, I've heard people say, I don't know where I'm saved or not. Well, if you're clouded up about the issue, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if you'll hear my voice, I'll come in. Lord, in Jesus' name, to men and women all across America and uttermost parts of the world hearing this message today, Lord, I ask you in Jesus' name to save souls. God, to anyone in the sound of my voice that don't have that certainty, let them know assuredly that you are Lord. Amen. And that same, amen, that same one that has been crucified, you have now raised him and exalted him, and he's become Lord of all. I asked you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I asked you to save to the uttermost. Give that assurance that, God, you're real. And God, work the works of grace and mercy. And all that will hear your voice and believe your report, grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to say that we'll be losing those that are on the local stations. It goes on to the next program. On the internet, we're still live. Amen. You can join with us. You can pray on the World Wide Web. Amen. But I'm going to ask here today, if there's any here that's sick, afflicted, anybody wants to come and stand for prayer, we want to take the time to pray with you and pray for you. We want to take the time and give the opportunity. If you're not a certainty of all the things we preach today, you can know a certainty and assuredly. Amen. And if there's any need here in the house of God today, we'd like to take the time to pray for you. Sandy, give us a little bit of a song, if you would. Amen. Glory to God. God, in Jesus' name, any needs, amen. We ain't the biggest crowd, but a need. Let me tell you something. If you've got a need in the smallest crowd in the world, amen, it's just as important. If you had that need standing in a crowd of thousands, a personal need is just as important, amen. And it's important to God. It's important to us. Lord, in Jesus' name, work the works of grace and mercy. Any need here, we take the time. Sing a little bit of something, Sandy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Thank God for the victory.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is
in the victory suite. Don't it feel good to have the victory? Amen.
Victory.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.